A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The Utah Highway Patrol still putting together all the pieces of that huge pileup in the dust storm on I-15 on Sunday. They say definitely low visibility was a problem, and they're looking for all the drivers who may have been involved. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will continue its Saturday evening sessions of conference. These used to be priesthood or women's sessions. Now everyone will be invited to participate. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot, Ricky.
We are starting to see traffic filling in and a little slow northbound I-15 going from Layton up to Clearfield. Third West, that's going to slow you down due to construction both directions between 1300 and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cleaner air, more thunderstorms. I'm Brett Benson.
91 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
The CDC now recommends even those who are vaccinated wear masks indoors in locations where infection rates of the COVID-19 Delta variant are surging. Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
This new data weighs heavily on me. This new guidance weighs heavily on me. And I just wanted to convey that this was not a decision that was taken lightly.
It's also recommending masking indoors for all adults and students in schools nationwide, regardless of vaccination status. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn was among the four law enforcement officers who testified today at the first hearing of a House Select Committee on the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
I witnessed the rioters using all kinds of weapons against officers, including flagpoles, metal bike racks that they had torn apart, and various kind of projectiles.
More hearings are expected. President Biden visited the Department of National Intelligence today. He promised Director Avril Haines and her 120 workers he will never politicize their work. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. With the rising COVID cases, the CDC, as you just heard on ABC News, is advising vaccinated people to wear masks indoors if they are in areas with high transmission. ABC's Mark Remillard joins me now live to talk about the reversal in the agency's earlier guidance. And Mark, is it just mainly the fact that we have these rising COVID cases?
No, it's not just the rise in COVID cases, because the predominant rise in COVID cases is in unvaccinated people. What the CDC is saying here is that they've had updated data and new suggestions that show the potential for people who are fully vaccinated to potentially spread COVID-19. So back in May, when the CDC said that vaccinated people could leave their masks at home, mm-hmm. that was when the Alpha variant was spreading across the U.S. Now with the Delta variant, the CDC is saying, this new data shows, that if you have a breakthrough case, which are very rare, but when you do have a breakthrough case, there is the potential that a fully vaccinated person could spread and contribute to the spread of COVID-19. And so that's why they're saying, if you're in one of these areas where there's high transmission or even what they call substantial transmission, that you should wear a mask indoors to minimize the possibility that you as a fully vaccinated person also contribute to the spread.
Right. So, Mark, it's a little bit confusing. The data is a little bit confusing. Does that also mean that somebody might be spreading the variant and they're showing no signs or symptoms of it?
That's a great question. I think a lot of the data that the CDC has been referencing for this, I think a lot of it has not been made public yet, as far as I'm aware. But, you know, it's a great question. And the question is about asymptomatic cases. So symptomatic cases, we have some data on. ABC News obtained an internal document from the CDC that said their estimate is that symptomatic breakthrough cases in fully vaccinated people is only 0.1%, so very low amount of people who are fully vaccinated getting these breakthrough cases. The CDC today, though, is concerned that those very rare cases could contribute to the spread. That's why they're issuing this guidance here. But when it comes to asymptomatic cases, you know, the CDC doesn't really track that data, so it's not really clear. And I think that's a challenge no matter what. Even in prior to the vaccines coming out, the concern about asymptomatic spread, it's very difficult to track that because no one never, you know, if you don't come down with a symptom, you probably aren't getting tested. Mm-hmm. You may not even be aware you ever had it.
And the other thing is today, the other big thing is, am I understanding correctly, but Dr. Rochelle Walensky wants all kids to wear masks in schools?
Yeah, so this, as they say, this guidance therefore applies to schools as well. So they are saying that they want to see children come back in the fall for classes, in-person classes, but they are now recommending that schools, all staff, teachers, students, visitors, anyone that comes to the school, wear a mask regardless of their vaccination status. So that is the other piece of headline news out of this decision from the CDC today. They say they don't make this decision lightly, but again, even though these cases are very rare, they say they're concerned about the potential for vaccinated people to contribute to the spread.
Mark, thanks for helping us better understand this recommendation.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That live on the KSL Newsline, that is ABC's Mark Remillard. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky.
I'm hearing scanner chatter of a possible vehicle fire eastbound on I-80 somewhere. It's going to be somewhere between Summit, the Parley Summit, and maybe even over to the Wanship area in that long stretch. I have no idea where it's at, and so far I'm not seeing any kind of slowing on the eastbound side of I-80 in Summit County. Now, in the valley, we are starting to see traffic filling in and slowing down. Southbound I-15 starting just after 53rd South to 90th South. After that, you're good to go through the rest of Salt Lake and Utah counties. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are looking good. Steve?
Well, if you're leaving downtown Salt Lake City, got a good drive on northbound 15 into Davis County, but starting to fill in just a bit there by the Layton Hills Mall up to Antelope Drive. Southbound 15, sluggish at 650 North in Clearfield. Plus some slowdowns for those on westbound I-84 by the Riverside RV Park in Weber County. Alta Bank offers treasury management services, including merchant services, express deposit, and HCH payments. Learn more at altabank.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at the next 7 days in the forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, everyone's been asking for rain, and we have it. Central Utah seeing some thunderstorms today, and some of those storms are drifting into northern Utah. We have a slight chance of some scattered storms this afternoon. Overnight low of 74. Widespread thunder, rain, lightning, and on storms on Wednesday with a high of 97. Scattered thunderstorms linger Thursday, and then more widespread storms Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Temperatures each day get a little cooler, dropping down into the upper 80s as we head into the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Didn't realize that Kevin Eubank had snuck in on me. Right now, 93 degrees downtown.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
The vibes are back. The Utah Arts Festival returns August 27th through 29th at Library Square. Take the whole family for music, art, food, film, and more. Tickets at UAF.org.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 3:55. We are watching Utah's money add cattle to the ever-growing list of things getting more expensive. The price of young cattle is the highest it's been in 5 years, and that means beef prices could go up as well. KSL drives, KSL flies, as if self-driving cars weren't scary enough. Now they are working on self-flying planes. Boston-based startup Merlin Labs is testing out autonomous cargo planes in the California desert. You can be sure Popeyes will once again have lines out in the street as they launch chicken nuggets today. The restaurant is trying to end the chicken wars competition with other fast food places and has pledged to buy the equivalent of $1 million in nuggets from competitors. On Wall Street today, the Dow sunk 85 points, finishing the day at 35,082. S&P was down by 20. The NASDAQ also down, but by 180 points. A former Air Force intelligence analyst who leaked top secret information about U.S. drone operations to a journalist will serve 4 years in prison.
Daniel Hale was assigned to the NSA when he provided records to The Intercept that showed the inner workings of U.S. drone operations in Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. The defense said Hale was traumatized by images of drone strikes, but prosecutors said if Hale truly believed the United States was conducting unlawful or immoral warfighting operations, he had other options besides unilaterally disclosing classified information. Instead, prosecutors said Hale sought to ingratiate himself with a journalist in hopes of becoming one himself. They asked for 11 years. The judge gave Hale 4. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.